collaboration between public and private breeding programs is much more common within the wheat industry compared to the corn and soybean world. Robust genetic development in wheat enables the industry to maintain genetic diversity for the benefit of all wheat farmers. This sharing of ideas and even materials results in genetic gain, according to spring wheat breeder Maury Rugg with Arthur Companies in North Dakota.
Having genetic diversity and having access to genetic diversity is really powerful, even in the smaller market segments. There's different challenges and different issues growers face, and having more breeding programs working on those issues is always a good thing.
South Dakota spring wheat breeder Carl Glover states the innovation pipeline in wheat breeding often benefits from public programs doing the heavy lifting of pre-breeding, the slow and difficult work of increasing genetic diversity.
I think more often than not, it's the university breeding programs that probably bring in new genes from, let's say, wild relatives of wheat or unadapted wheats, and then put them in a usable form that can eventually be brought into other public breeding programs and private programs as well.
Glover points to the introduction of genetic resistance to Fusarium head blight in the 1990s, spearheaded by public researchers using material imported from China. This groundbreaking discovery was shared with both public and private wheat breeders, who shaped the genetics to fit their own wheat programs. Sustaining both public and private wheat programs gives farmers more choices, keeps seed costs reasonable, and spurs innovation. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.